It's Central Time. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret, here with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, a look at what happens when advertising and marketing goes wrong with an attempt at cultural relevance that rubs everyone the wrong way.
First, the Presidential Advisory Commission on Election Integrity sent a letter to each state last month requesting voter information such as birth dates, party affiliation, the last four digits of Social Security numbers, and more. Since then, many states, including Wisconsin, have refused to turn over this data.
And now all states have been told to hold off on providing that information, pending a lawsuit brought by an electronic privacy advocacy group, which is challenging the legality of the commission's request.
Ken Mayer is a professor of political science at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and an affiliate of the Elections Research Center. Ken, welcome back to Central Time.
Good to be with you.
Well, remind us how this commission, this voter fraud panel came to be.
It emerged out of the claim by the president that between 3 and 5 million people had voted illegally in 2016. So he created this advisory commission ostensibly to study the integrity of voter registration records. And I have to say, to preface this, that there's exactly zero evidence that there were 3 to 5 million people who voted illegally. So this whole effort is not taken remotely seriously by anybody who studies elections or who understands election security. And I think that's one of the reasons that even before they pulled the request in response to this lawsuit, that many secretaries of state and state election authorities were skeptical and unwilling to turn over a lot of the information that the commission requested.
So why exactly does this commission want this voter information, both the public aspect of this information and the private aspect of it?
We don't really know, and that's one of the problems, that the commission has not made clear what it intends to use the information for. And that's one of the problems and the reason why the Electronic Privacy Information Center has filed this lawsuit. What seems to be the most likely set of things that the commission is going to do is that if they obtain voter registration information from the roughly 160 million registered voters in the country, what they intend to do probably is to compare the lists in states to see how many people, or to try to estimate the number of people who might be registered in multiple states, and presumably to use that to make unwarranted claims about the number of fraudulent voters. And it's pretty clear that the commission doesn't, they don't appear to have anybody on their staff who knows what they're doing or who knows how to do this, and there are a lot of existing efforts to try to help states manage their voter registration lists. But among the people who study elections and voter registration and the administration of these voter lists, that seems to be the most likely thing, to try to make claims about the number of people who are listed on more than one state's registration rolls.
And meanwhile, the legal challenges are mounting. At last check, 5 lawsuits brought against this integrity commission. What particular is this, the commission, the Electronic Privacy Information Center, what are they challenging?
Their claim is that the commission is not following federal law on the collection of information, and the collection in particular of electronic information. That there is a 2002 law that requires the federal government, when it's trying to collect information over computer networks, to protect the privacy of that information and to have a plan in place that the public can see and comment on. And there are some other requirements about the activities of federal advisory commissions, and even when the federal government tries to collect information, they have to go through some steps. And so EPIC is claiming that because the commission has not gone through this process, that they're breaking the law and they shouldn't be permitted to collect the information. And the commission's response is, at least on the EPIC lawsuit, is fairly technical, arguing that this organization doesn't have standing to file a lawsuit and that the advisory commission is not an agency under federal law. So there's a lot of technical information or technical disputes over what the statute means. What they've done is, in part because the federal judge has indicated that the court wants more briefings, that they have stopped the collection effort.
In its tracks.
In its tracks. And from what we can observe, the process seems to be pretty haphazard and sloppy. People were complaining that the website or the FTP site that they were using was not secured. And again, as I said earlier, nobody really knows precisely what they want to do with this information. And there's a lot of sensitive information there with birth dates and Social Security information that would need to be very, very carefully protected. And there's no indication that they've even thought about how to do that.
And we should also clarify that the Electronic Privacy Information Center, or its acronym EPIC, is not the same EPIC that does the electronic medical records in business in Verona. Those are two separate things going on.
That's correct.
Yes. And in your opinion, does this Electronic Privacy Information Center, do they have a strong case against the request?
Well, I'm not really the best person to assess that because, in part, a lot of it involves the how to interpret the statutes. What I do know from the work that I and others have done on voter lists and voter registration is that there is no chance that this effort is going to produce reliable information. And we know that because the process of trying to match large data list to see if a person in one large-scale database is the same as a person on another large-scale database, that's actually very difficult to do correctly. And all of the efforts that, in particular, Chris Kobach, who's the vice chair of this commission, is the Kansas Secretary of State, that he's been banging this drum on voter fraud and duplicate registrations for a number of years, and an effort that he is involved with called the Interstate Cross-Check Program is rife with errors where they get false positives and they claim that someone who's registered is actually deceased and it turns out to be someone who's alive, that a number of states have pulled back and dropped out of this, the process of doing this kind of matching needs to be done very carefully. It's hard to do accurately, and again, nobody who studies elections seriously thinks that this is likely to produce accurate estimates, in part because most of the people involved in this commission, particularly Kobach, have not been credible and have not been accurate in the past and have made lots of false claims about the nature of the accuracy of this records, voter records.
We're talking right now with Ken Mayer. He's a professor of political science at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and he's an affiliate of the Elections Research Center. We're talking about the federal request for voter registration information that has been put on hold right now as challenges in the court system on the legality of the commission's request. Ken, let's focus right now on Wisconsin and what Wisconsin has responded for this request to turn over private voter information. What is happening in this state?
Well, Wisconsin voter registration system has about 3.6 million registrants statewide. And under the law, anybody who wants this information, wants the public parts of the voter registration system, can obtain it if they pay. Buying the whole list costs about $12,500. And that gets you all of the publicly available information for a registered voter, which is basically the name, person's name, their address, and going back to 2006, whether or not they voted, they cast a ballot in an election.
But it doesn't say how they voted.
No, that's not recorded anywhere. And then there are other fields that are in the registration system that are not publicly available, and that includes a person's date of birth. It includes the driver's license or state ID number. if someone uses that to register, or the last four digits of a person's social security number if they use that to register. And that's by law prohibited from being released. And so even if the elections, state elections commission wanted to turn that information over, they would be prohibited from doing so. And also, unlike a lot of states, Wisconsin doesn't have voter registration by party. So when you register, you don't have to declare a party affiliation. So the only things that they would get would be the publicly available data fields. And then again, under the law, the state elections commission is not permitted to deny someone who wants that information from getting it. And Mike Haas, the director of the State Elections Commission, had an op-ed in the State Journal, I think today or yesterday,
Monday,
talking about why. Because there is a transparency and accuracy element that election authorities want to convey, so that people can look at the data to make sure that that it is accurate and cross-check it.
And Ken, as we wrap up very quickly here, some concerns of this: there's been a massive amount of unregistering to vote, states are reporting, people trying to get off voter rolls. As someone who studies this, what is worry? Is that something that we should worry about?
Well, it is worrisome because voter turnout, the whole system ought to be designed to make it easier for people, you know, qualified voters to vote. And the notion that the mere mention or the attempt to try to study this is causing people in, I've seen reports in Arizona and Colorado where people are contacting election authorities to have their names removed. That's a problem, because that means that people don't have confidence in the security of their information, and it doesn't accomplish anything in terms of the integrity of the registration system. That's not a problem in Wisconsin, because we have election day registration. You can register on election day, but that's something that most states don't have. And so my take on this is that the goal here is not to increase the integrity of elections, but to sow chaos and convince people that the whole system is actually insecure, which would make it easier to impose new rules that would make it harder to vote, that actually don't have anything to do with the integrity of the election system.
Ken, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Ken Mayer is a professor of political science at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and an affiliate of the Elections Research Center. He joined us to talk about a legal challenge to the president's call for voter information.